Hi, welcome to this week's digest of things we found online, things that have been recommended, and what we're mulling on. First up, last week's guest. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Hunter is twin brother to actress Scarlett. He was born and raised in New York to an American mother and Danish architect father and a community activist grandmother. Hunter is on a mission through his NGO, Solar Responders, to save lives through renewable energy and is currently in Puerto Rico dealing with the aftermath of this week's earthquake. In this two-parter, Hunter shares his experience of growing up in Manhattan, the values passed on to him by his family, friends and mentors, and finding his path and purpose in life. In the second part, Hunter explains his NGO's mission to save lives in hurricane-hit regions by installing solar power units in first responder fire and police stations, and how he co-founded Solar Responders with London-born, Las Vegas-based fire captain Richard Burt. Hunter discusses his mission to help the disadvantaged people of Puerto Rico, still devastated by the 2017 hurricane, and his vision to extend the renewable energy technology to other regions threatened by the ever-increasing risk of life-threatening hurricanes and climate change. Finally, we cover his principles, influences, and his advice. Hunter is a driven, humble, and indomitable spirit. It's well worth a listen. Next up, podcast we love. This week, Masters of Scale with Reid Hoffman. He interviews Scott Harrison. You might not have heard of Scott, but I expect you probably heard of Charity Water. This interview with Scott deconstructs how a great story is a foundation to building any great company. Scott is a master storyteller and has built his non-profit on three radical principles. One, 100% donations go to the water projects. None of it goes to overhead. Two, progress reports will be totally transparent, as he shares victories, defeats, and even GPS coordinates of the water wells that people donate to. And three, the brand storytelling would lead with hope instead of guilt and inspiring joyful participation without sacrificing honesty. There's lots to learn in this episode. This was recommended to us, The Rise of the Polymath. Our friends, Faris and Rosie at Genius Steels, shared this great BBC article on polymaths and why in a world of specialism, cross-disciplinary skills may be what we need to solve some of the larger societal problems that we're facing. It also covers the characteristics of a polymath and why open-mindedness, curiosity and emotional resilience are common traits. This was one of our favourite reads of the week. A series of the week. Get ready for the bleeps. It's called Don't Fuck with Cats, Hunting an Internet Killer. It's on Netflix. It's a compelling story of a twisted criminal's gruesome videos that drive a group of amateur online sleuths to launch a risky manhunt that brings them to the dark underworld. Be prepared for this true story of one of Canada's most infamous crimes. Next, something we're mulling on. We've talked about being packaging free. After a challenge from our upcoming guest, Joshua Spodek, I've been attempting to avoid buying anything with packaging. I'll be honest, it's hard, but what I've witnessed is a change in my consciousness towards what I purchase and how I plan my food and my meals. Previously, my supermarket visits were simply scripted behaviour, patterns and repetitive purchases, with no thought to the plastic packaging that presents itself in every aisle. There are some items, such as yogurt, that I've failed to find alternatives for, but generally, I'd say I'm living a more sustainable life and a healthier life. More to come on this, and at some point, I'll make a post on what I've learnt and recommendations and anyone willing to take up Joshua's challenge. Next, the tool we're using. It's called URL List. It's a handy bookmark or bookmarklet that allows you to bring any group of URLs together in one place and then share them with a single link. Just imagine using this for your Instagram link in your bio and being able to promote a list of URLs for different products and landing pages or social media sites. It's simple, easy to use, and we use it. Check out the link in our Instagram bio. And finally, social impact. In light of the calamitous destruction caused by the Australian bushfires and the catastrophic loss of wildlife, we're simply posting a link to the WWF's appeal page. Okay, that's all for now. See you next time. Okay, folks, that's it for this week. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. If you want to learn more, or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at The Impossible Network. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.